What is up, crew? It is Friday. TGIF. It's the Friday before Christmas. So Merry Christmas. And yeah, we are live here on YouTube, simulcast over on Gun Channels. If you're on the YouTube side, if you don't know about Gun Channels, well, there's the link for you. So get over there, check that out. Everything from the all the different content creators to all of the chat that goes on. You can jump into the 24/7 live chats over there. Pretty cool place to hang out. Speaking of Gun Channels, let's see who's over there on Gun Channels. It was a pretty full house earlier. It looked like two dots over that way, looks like, in the pants, and Two Live Mood, Knives, Scott, T8, Travis, Great Outdoor. We call him T8, though. We got way too many Travises. Ohio 45 and Patriot Dale, Arnold, Chris, Fine Ape, all in the house over there. And then here on the Gun Channel side, several pulling double duty, but it looks like D-Temp's over this way. And Jared, Mad Sexy, he's back to Mad Sexy again. He finally dropped the Alanis Pro thing, so we actually know who he is now. And Mr. 1%'s with us. And RL, Roosted, Tardot, Patrick. Hey, guys, how are y'all doing? So, really only got one topic. I drew earlier for the Christmas giveaway. So somewhere around the bottom of the hour, hopefully we'll jump in. Hey, there's Christopher Stevens. What's up, buddy? Somewhere around the bottom of the hour, we will announce those winners. And then if they are in the chat, then we may, as far as selection of prizes, we may play a little game. If not, then we'll just kind of wing it from there with some chill Christmas stuff. We'll talk about some things like that. So the one topic on deck is I run across an article earlier today, basically, that it was written by a liberal, and it was published on a liberal site. It was actually published about a month ago, but I was talking about guns and Christmas and how it's, you know, an unholy match, and it was just ridiculous to the core. So what I want to do is I want to read that and then have a little discussion at just how insane all that sounds. So, but before we jump off down that rabbit hole, we got a packed house tonight, which is awesome. Well, I'm going to run through the room here. Let everybody say hi. We'll start with Mr. Rick from Rick's Laps. I See It. How are you, Rick?
Doing fine. Thanks for the invite.
I bet you. Anytime. Nice track. How are you, buddy?
Reporting for duty. Hashtag should not be infringed.
There you go. But it sounds better when G says it, but okay. Matt's in the house. What's up, Matt?
I'm better than Night Strike.
He's better than Night Strike. Not saying a whole lot, but okay. Sure. Mr. John Z, how are you, John?
Buddy, thanks for the invite. Glad to be here. Hope everyone is enjoying the evening.
And Gelsma Outdoors, how are you?
No, not too bad, Clover. Thanks for the invite. And officially 8 away from 100.
Nice.
Sweet. 8 away from 100. Yeah, so if you're out there, check out Gelsma Outdoors. Get him up to that 100. That 100 sub mark is... it's important. We've talked about it before. Yeah. You get your custom URL and unlock your live chats and a bunch of different things. So very important. And 8 away is close enough that we should be able to get Gelsma there pretty quick. So go over there, help him out.
I'm getting complex.
G's in the house. How are you, G?
Good. Thanks for being back.
You bet. The Reaper, Mr. Graham, how are you tonight?
Evening, how's it going? Thanks for the invite and welcome everybody to a fun Friday.
We hope so, anyway. And the newest sharpshooter of mine, jumping on with us, Mr. Gizzard, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the invite.
Ed, dragging up the rear, the 2-bit concrete tit creator, the self promoter. Ghost, what's happening, buddy?
I just want to wish everybody, tomorrow is Festivus. So I want to wish everybody happy Festivus.
Festivus.
For the rest of
Festivus.
Us.
For the rest of us.
Absolutely. And looks like we had several jump in while we were going through that. Racer and Disaster, how are you guys? So yeah, let's move into this.
We're gonna do feats of strength tonight.
We're gonna do what?
Feats of strength.
Feats of strength. I don't have feet.
Are you you're traditional? You wait till tomorrow.
Feats of strength tonight. What? All right.
None of y'all really know about. That's just the rest of
this. I believe. It's like, whoa, what happened? I don't understand. I'm lost. Explain. You've piqued my curiosity now.
There was this show Seinfeld back in the day.
Yeah.
And there was an episode of it where they talk about Festivus.
Yeah.
You have the airing of grievances and the feats of strength.
That's correct.
And then
You
have the Festivus miracles. So I was asking if we're going to have feats of strength tonight or if you're going to wait and be traditional and wait till tomorrow.
Well, I think tonight we get
you always air. I already know.
We always air our grievances tonight, you know.
Well, I mean, with Not Strike on, he's pretty good at airing grievances. However, feats of strength, I'm not sure. So it would be awful discriminatory to do that to Not Strike tonight. So we're
wow, low blow tonight. Low blow. Below the belt.
None of these are feats of strength that happen in our Festivus celebration.
Oh goodness. So let's
Hashtag not my chat.
Frank literally lasted 5 seconds tonight. Good for him.
It's a Christmas miracle for him.
It's a Christmas miracle. He came in and me and Phoenix took care of it within 5 seconds.
Did you notice he come in and he immediately was in awe of the blue wrenches?
Yes. It is intimidating when you've got 27 wrenches in a room.
Sucks to be Frank Castle. So yeah, let's jump into this. Let's jump into this article since we've got a full room, because I'm pretty sure some blood is going to boil and some heads are going to explode before it's over with. So allow me to get through it, and then you'll have your say with this ridiculous article. And out there in the chat, you guys will too. I'm going to throw the links to this out there in case any of you want to read this along with me or whatever.
Yeah, I can't read. I'm sorry.
If the link even works, because whatever. But from the Daily Herald, it's some goober named Bert Constable, which is okay, whatever. What happened here? I lost my.
I don't know. That just took me to the main page of the Daily Herald News.
Yeah, did it? Yeah, then it's not working right then or something. That's okay.
While they're waiting to find that, why don't you thumb it up? There's 42 people watching, 11 thumbs. Come on, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, I already did. Leave me alone.
That could be my Christmas present. Thumb it up.
Dude, that's like over 25% thumbs up. That is amazing for most videos.
No.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we need more.
Statistically speaking, yes, but I mean, I agree. It's not that hard to click a little thumb up. So, but even I forget it sometimes. So it.
You watch a whole video and you don't thumb it up. That's like stealing.
Well, yeah, but like if you look at, I was just looking at earlier Clover Tax video where you put the yellow on your AR-15, and that has over 40,000 views and like 100 likes.
Right. Yeah, 100,000
people stole it. Maybe people stole it.
They may be paying me for it.
You do have a request out there in the chat. Travis Great says that he wishes that Darth John Z would read it.
Darth John Z?
He calls him Darth John Z. I guess because of the voice, maybe? I don't know.
John Z is more than happy to read it if he would like.
I would be happy to. I'm trying to find the article right now.
Okay, I can link it on the internal. It might be better.
Okay.
Let me link this up.
Well, your next just gave you 27 thumbs up. All in one post.
That'll work.
Okay, where am I reading from and how far am I reading?
All the way down.
All the way down to that.
Yeah.
He didn't tell you it was a four-page article, did he, John?
No, it's not four pages. It's a little long, but I mean, it's not too terribly long. He tricked me into it,
but I'm not very bright, so here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Bert Constable is going to talk about gun violence in the United States, but it's not Tuesday and Christmas. Walmart sells Christmas tree lights made to look like shotgun shells. Can buy Christmas ornaments made from real bullet casings. Maybe that was funny a generation ago, but incorporating guns into the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth seems in poor taste for a nation mourning 26 Christians shot to death while peacefully worshiping with their thoughts and prayers at a Texas church. Season of peace and love. One online gift suggestion is a t-shirt sold on Amazon that features the image of a pistol and the words, "If Jesus had a gun, he'd be alive today." In other sports, a guns don't kill people, I kill people message. Oh my God, gasps Wayne Wagner, 75, a lifelong gun advocate from Arlington Heights, who has been a reasonable and helpful source for decades whenever I write about guns. You and I might disagree on the proper place for handguns or concealed carry, but I can't justify any of that stuff. We chat by the phone Wednesday as Wagner says he is scouting out a forest near Galena, looking for antler marks on trees in the hope of finding the best spot to kill Bambi later this month. A retired English teacher and debate coach at Rolling Meadows High School, Wagner also coached his Arlington High School trap shooting team to state and national titles in the early 1980s. He and his son generally bring back enough venison hidden from sight because he realizes that strapping a deer to the bumper might offend some people to feed family and friends and contribute the jerky for troops program. He started with the Northwest Town Sportsman's Club. Wagner takes his guns seriously. That's not the case for some gift guides for the gun lover. Gun control advocates were appalled that the Las Vegas massacre shooter, still too soon, owned 47 guns and had thousands of rounds of ammunition. Gun lover gift guides counter that with, "I have too many guns," said no one ever. Wagner and I both are offended by the variety of coffee mugs and t-shirts selling on Amazon that boast, "I lubricate my guns with liberal tears." After the gunman shot an 18-month-old baby, a pregnant mom, eight in a family, old people and others at that Texas church, Mr. T tweeted, "Even though I am sort of a tough guy, I am crying because all the senseless violence." That church gunman used an AR-556, a type of AR-15, which critics contend is not needed by hunters, sportsmen, people protecting themselves, or anyone who isn't fighting a war. This suggested gift coffee mug disagrees. Nobody needs an AR-15. Nobody needs a whiny little expletive either. Yet here you are. A freeze ice cube tray produces cubes in the shape of a gun and urges users to pop a cap in your glass. A mold lets you cook an egg in the shape of an AK-47. The cylinder from a six-shooter can be bought as a pencil holder to store a bolt-action pen. You can get your kid's name on a plaque where each letter is made from guns and ammunition belts, or buy that wooden puzzle game popular at Cracker Barrel, but with bullets casings replacing golf tees. Plenty of places sell alarm clocks that shut off when you shoot them with a laser gun. If you don't love the smell of napalm in the morning, you can buy candles that smell like gunpowder. You can gaze out the window at a garden gnome brandishing an AK-47 as you drink coffee from a gun-shaped mug that makes it look as if you are holding a gun to your head every time you take a sip. But it wouldn't be Christmas without prayer, and one gun lover's gift suggestion includes a plaque with a prayer that ends with a plea, "Let me die in a pile of empty brass." There are debates to be had about who can buy guns, how many, what kind, and where they can take them. "We can do that without being disagreeable," says Wagner, "without being insensitive."
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
I think they're right. They're out there talking about, you have a career in voiceovers and books on, what do they call them? Audiobooks.
Which ain't on tape anymore.
Audiobooks. Yeah, you've got a future in that, man.
Exactly.
I learned from you, Ghost.
Roll call says, "What a poop head." He's talking about Mr. Constable, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah. Tardot. You see what Tardot said?
No, I haven't. What Tardot
said? "You are no longer allowed to talk to my wife just because hypnotized by your voice."
That's hilarious. That Lockjaw is asking, does he give links to these items? No, you know, I thought about trying to pull these up and post on Amazon, do a blog post with the Amazon links. Just because
your revolver cylinder is a pretty good pencil holder idea.
The thing is, and I want to run this. I want to run this through the panel because, I'll give my thoughts first, and then we'll.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
As Travis Great Outdoors is now my manager, all requests should be directed to him.
There you go. All public speaking engagements for me.
And remember, the official Gun Channel's complaint department, please email to theyankeemarshal@gmail.com.
Shooting left of center at gmail.com.
There you go.
All complaints go to that. He's the official Gun Channel's complaint department.
So I'm gonna make my little thought on this. I'm gonna make it short and sweet, and then we'll run it through the panel because, you know, I know there's probably a couple that are frothing at the mouth over this, but basically what this goober is saying is that he wants to strip anything remotely gun related from the fabric of Americana. Basically is what I'm getting out of this. It's so ridiculous that it's almost laughable. And with that, I want to run it through. I'm gonna go through the room backwards here. I'll start with Ghost. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah,
it was comical. It was good comic relief. I like the line in there about the what was it? The mug that every time you drink it, looks like there's a gun pointed at your head. I mean,
So apparently because we like a cool mug with a Glock grip on it, we fantasize about suicide. Yeah.
Apparently,
not getting the connection he's making there, but
yeah, apparently.
It's
interesting.
Clover Tennessee Phoenix says that I'm doing goobers a disrespect by associating this jerk off with goobers. Yeah. Well, you know. Moron. I mean, I pick your word. There's much more colorful words, but I'm not going to be using them. Gizzard, what do you know them? Do I know who?
The words?
Yes. Yes, right. I do.
As long as you know the words, that's all that matters, right?
I hold most of that in reserve. If I start using those, then you got to kind of back up a little bit because. Yeah. These things just got real.
The clover is getting ready to Chuck Norris your ass.
Gizzard, what do you think about it?
Well,
I work at a place where you can't have anything the least bit gun related. We can't have pins that are shaped like bullets, or even if we've had people get in trouble because they had an empty shell casing in their pocket and stuff like that. So I'm used to that kind of persecution, but my family knows good and well that I own guns, and my daughters bought me bullet-shaped flashlights and pins for my hat and everything else. And personally, I just think it's all kind of silly.
Yeah.
I know there are people out there that have that hang up, and I avoid them as much as I can, and I don't bring it up around them, but I try not to associate with too many of those kind of people.
This is definitely Mr. Constable there. I think it's definitely somebody I could not sit across the table, I don't think, and have lunch with. I think he's
not for long.
I think he's entirely too far gone. He talks about being reasonable, and I think he's entirely too far gone to call himself reasonable at this point.
But I know people like that. I sure do.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually had a I guess you could say liberal acquaintance, and we would go to lunch fairly regular. I mean, probably once a month or something, and he aligned fairly well with Second Amendment issues and stuff like that. He wasn't entirely loony, but it did get to a point over the course of about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months, you know, of having lunch and that it just got to the point that those lunches were taxing. You know, it took a toll on me to sit there and put up with it without just, you know, what would be the word, or a nice way to put it. I don't know what the nice way to put it, but basically ripping into him right there in the public because he wanted to talk about feelings and platitudes and things sort of similar to what this article was about. Grim, what's your thoughts, bud?
I was thinking of these words carefully, so I'll be nice. I think he's in some kind of fantasy land. Maybe where the Grim Reaper is where he should be.
There you go.
I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, come on. I've given things like that away, and I know a couple of my family members look at me kind of weird because I've given my brothers, you know, like, ooh, a 50 caliber shot glass and, you know, those types of things. And yeah, you know, take a shot, you know, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, this guy's in some kind of fantasy world, you know, too sensitive. But like Gary said, I have a few at work that, you know, we just have to stay off that subject or I'll just have to trigger them.
Right.
Then they have a bad day.
The funny thing is, this guy took the time to write this. I mean, that's the funny thing.
Oh, and he interviewed his friend that is a longtime gun advocate.
Right.
And Patriot out in the chat when John was reading that wrote, Bud. Like, yeah.
True.
Pretty much, you know. You know, it goes straight into his lifelong gun, you know, buddy and gun advocate, and he's basically talking about just a hunter.
So we knew this going into this.
Clearly. You know, that's not necessarily a gun. A hunter is not necessarily a gun advocate. Now, don't get me wrong. The two can be one and the same. But they don't have to be. So, and that's, I think that's another thing that we can take away from this too, is the liberals look at anybody that uses a gun as an advocate. And that's just simply not true. I definitely want to get your take on this, this wonderful article.
Yeah, it's been a while since I heard it now, so I can't remember all the points, but something that you said there made me think that if we get too caught up on an abrasive individual or a poorly worded decision, then we're missing the bigger point, right? So like you say, the guy took the effort to write all this, and he made it sound official, so blowing it off to be like, oh, this is ridiculous, is to potentially our peril if it's going to get traction from anybody who's on the fence or doesn't care. So obviously we're not doing nothing on this side, but I think there's something to be gained for it, I guess is what I'm saying. Even though it's difficult to weed through, perhaps it's insight as to their point of view on everything and a little insight into their position and how they see the world, I guess, how they, you know, how they're putting this together. So to me, it sounds like, again, John's reading a long time there, but the idea is the same that we're trying to do, except the opposite, where we are trying, at least, you know, some of our projects are to get gun shops out there and, you know, putting signs on the street that say sale on pistols today, or take, you know, teach your mom to shoot, or take your daughter to the range day and stuff. And, you know, we just want to have it out there as another activity that people do. And it can be something that's useful, just like a fire extinguisher or something. But, you know, it can also just be a fun recreational experience like a jet ski. So he's trying to go the other way and say, hey, let's not just casually let all these gun terminologies and things run loose in our culture, because then it's, we just get whatever, accustomed to it, like we're trying to do. So anyway, like I say, I think we don't have to agree with it, obviously, but we can learn stuff from it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's why I found it when I ran across it today. It wasn't really going to be the subject for tonight or anything, but run across it today, and I was like, whoa, okay, hang on. I read it two or three times, and you know, I found multiple parts of it. It was funny, but yet it was interesting, and it definitely invoked, you know, invoked thought, you know, thinking about, you know, intent, and hey, what's this guy's end game? Is he just a whiny liberal, or I mean, does he really have an agenda and an end game with writing this? And then looking again, like I said, looking at his friend that he calls an advocate, that he doesn't really state any facts in there that would lead me to believe that he's anything more than a hunter. You know, not he doesn't say he's a member of this organization or that organization or, you know, whatever. So,
okay, well, we've got jokes on our side, right? Like, we've got places that exist only to steal money. They take millions of dollars in and they don't do anything except put out memes, right? And they just feed on the fact that people are interested in advocacy, but not necessarily actively educating themselves on what's being done and by whom, right? So we know that. What if the same thing is on the other side? So we don't know. We don't pay attention to what groups. I mean, we look at, I don't know, Moms Demand Attention or Violence Policy, a bunch of jerks. And then, you know, we see those as organizations that get a lot of whatever attention. But that don't mean they're the best organizations out there. There's probably something like Every Second Matters on the other side that has nothing to do with Bloomberg, probably doesn't like how Bloomberg takes the limelight. You know, Bloomberg's basically the NRA for the other side, right? So that means there's an Arizona Citizen Defense League or a Georgia Carry on the other side. And how do we know what's good or not, right? We don't know because we don't pay attention. It's not our thing. So let's not bitch at this guy for not understanding the nuance of what's a gun advocate or not. He's reaching out to somebody he knows that shoots guns, and that guy is being reached out to, so he's an advocate. If somebody asked me, like, hey, you're an advocate of somebody that drives vans, I'd be like, sure. Some other van nut is going to go, this guy's only owned a van for 2 years. What are you talking about? How can this guy be a van advocate? But, you know, if somebody's just casually asking me a question about my van, I'll answer it. You know, I'm not necessarily taking on the weight of the world. Like, I know everything about vans. Take my word as gospel.
Right.
But the thing is, if we let that article, where was this article? Was it somewhere valid? Like an actual publication or something? Or was this just
Daily Journal or something?
Like, yeah, that? This was in the Daily Herald. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So if it's a publication that actually has viewers, then I think it's to our peril if we just let that be out there, because it is blather. I mean, it's wrong and crap, and, like, you know, all your points are valid. So yeah. I just hate to think we just go, heck, whatever. But then really we just let this guy shout it out to thousands of people, perhaps, who aren't necessarily making a decision, but because it's not countered at all, then they just take it as face value.
Well, I mean, it's only got, it doesn't really necessarily look like one of those link farming sites. I mean, it's got, if you go to that page, you know, we talked about this before, you know, it's actually got links to other stories and news stories and different things.
The Daily Herald is a real paper. They don't have all the nonsense things taking up your money.
I was just going to say, it's a local, if it's the correct one, it's a local one to south of Chicago.
Right.
Bunch of towns.
Right.
I wasn't able to, that's what I was trying to look up.
Yeah, and I mean, if you scroll to the bottom, there's not been like five comments on the article. It's a month old, so you know, it's how many people are actually looking at it? I don't know, but you know, that said, it's only about a month old, so I mean, it could blow up or gain traction, or I mean, get put out there. All that requires is a bunch of sharing, you know. I mean, that could happen, and I mean, it could gain some traction in the next few months. You never really know with this type of stuff. So, especially should we get another, you know, another tragic event like the Texas church, thing or Vegas, you know, in the next few weeks or month or something like that. Then if somebody's doing some Google, they may come across this and, you know, start sharing it, and you know, those five comments may turn into, you know, 500 or 5,000 or whatever. I'm going to mention something that Cycle Camp was saying over here on the Gun Channel side. He was talking about sort of a double standard that comes into play when we're talking about you know, anti-gunners, liberals in general. And what he asked is wonder how that this guy, this Mr. Constable, feels about the female protesters that were doing all the vulgar stuff that we remember. And I won't get into the details except for to say that, because I think we all seen the pictures and the videos and everything else. You know, because, you know, if you're going to talk about being inappropriate, you know, in a public arena, that sort of thing, or we all know, have seen pictures and video and things like that of not all of them, but certain gay pride parades where, you know, people are running around topless or, you know, in Speedos and thongs and that sort of thing in front of little kids and everybody else out in public, you know. So, you know, I think that's a valid point to illustrate a little bit of double standard that's going on there. Move on. Gelsma, what do you think?
I'm going to have to agree with G a little bit. I think it's actually really good insight into kind of the thinking of kind of a little bit more of a demographic of an area, especially since you said it's kind of more of a metropolitan area and everything. But just remember that, you know, Timothy McVeigh was one of the most notorious people that started with just a hinkling of an idea. So that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, you plant crazy ideas and crazy people, and you know, that's where evil's born, unfortunately. John, since you were the one that read it, I'll go to you next. What do you think about what you just read?
I just want to say, Mr. whatever his name is again, you are an insufferable turd using your own agenda, abusing the facts of tragedy to gain viewers and followers. And that's
you see it as a Christmas time PR play, basically.
It's a ploy, absolutely. I don't see any articles from him speaking about the things you have mentioned. So right. Where are those things, Mr. Hypocrite?
Well, okay, but then I've heard this argument from the anti-gun people where they'll say, "Oh, we can't talk about anti-gun stuff after a tragedy because then we're jumping on it, and we can't talk about it when there's nothing going on because then we're bringing it up out of nowhere." So I mean, this guy's talking about what, Christmas, the Christmas tree lights is what his main problem was.
Yeah, it basically has to do with the merchandise that's out there, the pro second, pro gun, whatever merchandise, and
so
yeah,
I think
and
it being reason for doing it. I don't think he's just trying to get subscribers. He is trying to get his message across, but what the hell? That's what human beings do, right? So everybody tries to get
the message. Well, the problem with his message is it's two-faced.
Sure.
He couldn't even get all his information correct. AR-556. Come on. It's an AR-15 that's chambered in 5.56. At least get that right. Come on.
An AR-556 is a gun, though.
Yeah, but at least get it right. AR-15 chambered in 5.56.
No, no, AR-556 is a model. 6
is the name of a model of a gun.
Right. Like, is he referring to just one gun he wants to ban?
Oh, he's talking about that particular shooting where the shooter actually used an AR-556.
Yeah, the yeah.
And that's, sure, the tech, and that's sure. Where he's using tragedy to his own agenda.
Excellent backpedaling.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's why I agree with you and I'm correct.
Matt, what do you think?
Well, I got to say, I cannot articulate exactly what I want to say without swearing, which I think has something to do with, you know, 8 years in the Army and I was swearing.
Just yell beep when you want to say those words.
Yeah.
Say puppy in place of the bad words.
All right. That puppier is just a puppy eating pile of puppies. It just needs to go puppy, another puppy right in the puppy.
There you go.
All puppy day.
Amen.
Also, yeah. I bought 3 different guns for 3 different people for this Christmas, and I think tomorrow I'm just going to go buy another one for somebody else just because.
Just because, yeah. 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 I don't know if there's a place where you can. I don't know if there's a place where you can buy the little mugs, but
if I still want to find the gun shaped ice cubes. I'm in on that.
Yeah, but I do have to say I have a problem with those mugs because every time I try to use one, I burn my finger because I try to index the trigger, and so I stick my finger on the side of the mug and then I burn it.
Why don't you just use a hanky?
No fingerprints.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I
just, you know, I can't keep my finger on the trigger even though it's just a mug, so I stick it on the mug itself and then I burn myself.
Well, is that before you pour the water or after you pour the water?
After. I'm not burning myself on an empty mug.
Well, if you're pouring it after, you're pouring the water directly on your finger. Come on.
Well, no, man. I mean, like when I have the tea or the hot coffee or whatever in there, and then I pick up the mug.
All right. First of all, that's
what about all this?
What?
Huh?
Yeah. What?
I didn't hear him.
There was some breaking up that went on. What'd you say, G?
I effectively broke up that. That's all I was trying to do. Let's keep moving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. That's one way to do it. Well, bam. Now we're to the man that's going to have all the right answers, Mr. Rick. What do you think about it, Mr. Rick?
Well, I thought it was a waste of time, to be honest with you. I mean, it's typical anti-gun propaganda using strategy to get their point across and try to win people over with their emotion of how bad things are. But I mean, like all those gifts from the mugs to the ice cubes to the pencil holders, you can buy all that. I mean, I got a mug that in my drinking days, my father gave me a mug of, I used to drink my bourbon and Coke out of. It was a pint mug. The handle was a golf club. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make things to do with guns shooting a bad thing, and it shouldn't be allowed. And the problem is they have mainstream media on their side. That's why they're louder than we are. We have about 50, 60 different organizations all trying to do the same thing, and we're not being heard. And plus, I want some of that liberal oil to do my guns with.
Right.
Liberal tears. You know?
Yeah, that's what I thought in that part of the article that it talks about. He sees himself as a tough man, but, you know, he cried over that tragedy or something. And, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm cynical because I'm like, yeah, that's where those liberal tears come from. So, yeah.
Yeah. The way you were saying, his friend, to me, is just a shooter, you know, like Hunter.
Yeah, so, just a hunter, yeah.
You know, that's it.
And he's not an advocate.
Yeah. I mean,
Uh-oh.
Yes,
we're getting Googlified.
We lost several of them.
Ironically, so, I stayed on, so that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah, you're still here. Yeah.
The force is strong with this one.
If Ghost stayed on, I know something is wrong.
Yeah, the force is strong in this phone.
When he's complaining about the liberal tiers, and that's going out to somebody who's, let's say, reading that because they're in the middle and they just don't care one way or the other, right? And he's saying that that's somebody who's reading that is going, this guy is seriously complaining about a novelty gift. Like, there's nobody that really
thinks. All right, am I back?
All gun owners are one way or the other.
Am I back?
Yeah, you are, Rick.
Yeah, so I just got booted off.
Well, he did.
They didn't like me.
Phoenix says it's not a show until Ghost gets dropped at least twice.
Yeah. Anyway,
at least twice.
Down the gun club I belong to, they have a big shotgun, you know, skeet clay section. And all, that's all these guys do. And when something's brought up about pistols or gun rights,
right,
they sort of like they're bored to tears and waiting for the meeting to get over with because they're not interested.
Right.
Hey, you know? Rick, here you go. This is the oil for you, Rick.
Well, you can send that to me.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
And I think that's a move that, you know, something that, again, we can learn from this is because that's a move that, that liberals like to play sometimes. Is they'll take somebody that is middle of the road at best and then portray them as, you know, as one of the pro, you know, Second Amendment as an actual advocate, you know, when they're nowhere close and say, see, this guy, he's reasonable. He understands. Well, yeah, but he's not, he's different than we are. You know, he's not one that's willing to stand up and draw a line and say, you know, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed.
Yeah, shall not be infringed. Exactly. So.
Talking about that, what happened tonight, Shreddy?
I don't know.
He got infringed, I heard.
No,
maybe he did get infringed.
Apparently, I don't know, but we've got Sarge in here with us.
And that works. So.
Yeah, I finally made it.
Yeah, that's all good. Are you caught up? Are you up to speed or behind or?
I am behind.
You're behind. Okay. Okay. All right. So you didn't hear any of the article that John read that we're talking about?
Unfortunately, no. No, we were out to dinner tonight. I just finally made it in here.
Right.
Okay. It was a lot to do about a fully semi-automatic Glock 1911 with an unlimited 30-round clip of Zine.
Well, that's mind-blowing.
actually, it was more along the lines of this guy. I'll just give a quick rundown here and try to be fair about it. But it's basically an article we read. This guy wrote, and I guess with Christmas coming up is probably what prompted him to write it. But he writes an article basically about how any pro-gun, I don't know, merchandise, propaganda, is insensitive and basically a bad idea. He talks about the coffee mugs with the pistol grips. He talks about shotgun shell Christmas lights. He talks about bullet-shaped ice or AK-47-shaped egg-frying molds and that sort of thing. And then he goes on to cite his friend, which is 75 years old and, according to him, a gun advocate that basically hunts. And his friend that is this advocate that hunts agrees with him on all of this. I don't know. He just had it seems like he had a real problem with anything, any kind of, farm related, you know, item. Well, obviously, I mean, he's got problems with, you know, he is not a pro second guy. Doesn't sound like anyway from the article, but, it goes even further than that. It's like he doesn't want any references to that kind of thing out and in society. So, what G put forth is that it was sort of like, we push to familiarize everybody with it. We want it out there in society. We want to promote shooting sports and the Second Amendment and hunting and all of that stuff together. And his agenda is almost 180 degrees opposite, it would seem, to where they're trying to strip that away.
Well, I mean, that's very interesting. I'm, in my personal opinion, we do want to promote the gun culture and we do want to bring people into it, but we also don't want to force it on them. So there is a fine line there somewhere.
Right. Right.
But when you listed off that thing now, just summarizing the article or whatever and listing off like you just did the items that the guy has issue with in the article, basically you wouldn't call them novelty. It's just Rick said, like he was into golf. His dad got him golf clubs. Nobody thinks, oh, well, more people were bludgeoned to death in a year than are shot with a rifle. So this is a violent gift. People are like that. You know, people are like, that guy likes golf, right? Or tennis or whatever else kind of, you know, handles on your. But when it's a firearm, all of a sudden this guy, and now I'm going to not be devil's advocate and look at it from this guy's point of view. This son of a bitch, sorry. This guy.
The real G's here.
There we go. This guy's going to tell us what we can decide is interesting to our, whatever you want to say, community or culture. So while that guy can have a tennis racket or a baseball bat or a freaking lawnmower or any other thing he might desire on his thing, even a sword. He probably doesn't need to care about swords yet because first he has to get rid of us before he can go after blades, right? So somebody could have a mug with a sword on it, and he's not going to say, well, that's not fair to the parents of people who have been beheaded because that's bringing up bad memories to them. And you can't just casually enjoy your own interest and have your own mug and not even realize that we have to see that mug in the catalog and it can give us trauma, right? So this guy gets to tell us that we can't enjoy our community, our hobby, our interests, maybe our job, our occupation. What if you're like a cop and a gun for a cop? Everybody says that's okay because cops have guns, right? So
usually.
So this guy's suggesting that we can't have these things because there's some connotation to them, which he gets to decide is violent. And, you know, we don't get to decide is recreational or in memory of like grandpa who likes shotguns or whatever. So he gets to tell us what society's impression of is of these items is. Now, I guess, again, if I want to go back to being a devil's advocate, it shows us his unawareness of our culture. And is that his fault? Yes, because he didn't do any kind of research and he's calling himself a journalist. But is it the fault of somebody in the middle who's just minding their business? No. So it's up to us to share our culture. So if you're, they were talking about going to the Greek festival earlier in a chat today. You know, if you're Greek and you don't want people to just make Greek jokes, or you're Polish, you don't want people to just make Polish jokes, what do? You get a civic organization together and you have like Greek festival and a bunch of people come over and you share your culture with them and you feed them. And everybody's happy and you explain what your dances are and, you know, everybody knows your culture, shares it. So is it up to us to share our culture? Yeah. We don't want to be hidden and we're certainly not going to be pushed into the closet like this guy wants us to do. So I say, let's tell this guy and the people that wrote that article, where does this guy get off telling us we got to live in the shadows because he's going to get offended by something that his perception of what we do? Like, he don't get to tell us what we like. If that was a mug with, some sex object on it, do we get to tell them, hey, we don't like you seeing a sex object in the catalogs or on the shelves? Of course not.
Of course not. Yeah, or a marijuana leaf or a, you know, anything. Pick your subject, you know, rainbows, marijuana leaves, whatever.
What if it's just the front end of a car? Oh, I got hit by a car. I lost my dog to a car one time.
That's like, true.
Come on. You don't just get to push your burden on everybody else in the world.
Or you know, a lot of people collect beer steins and I'll think about alcoholism and all that. Driving it.
Yeah. About a German beer stein. Come on. That's the Holocaust.
Exactly.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. Yeah.
It's extremely obnoxious of him to judge people based on what they like. And like G said, he doesn't have the right to do that.
Wow. All right. Well, that was a good one. I don't know. We don't have a lot about it. They're off into sandwiches and stuff for some reason in the chat now.
Yeah, Midnight's at it again.
Yeah, Midnight jumped in.
Go figure. I mean, he's done changed his Boston cream pies and hot dogs, which are an interesting combination to say the least.
It's going to go on like this for months, and you guys are just going to get used to it. And then guess who's going to have a whole line of diet shakes and a, like, exercise routine?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Fine Ape out there says cultural appropriation? Question mark. And Yeah, I think that's part of what we're talking about here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So let's do something here. Let's do the giveaway things right quick. I did draw from the people that commented on the Christmas giveaway video. I did that earlier, and I have our four winners, which are roll call. T8, which is Travis Great Outdoors, Wheelchair Warrior, and Jared Walsh, better known as Rupan. So,
is he out of jail?
Yeah, we hope so. Prison, not jail.
Oh, yeah, he went big time.
Yeah, it was prison, man. Come on,
I unsubbed.
So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do this random T8 says what? Yeah, you won, dude. That's what. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the list in order of how their names was drawn, and I'm going to randomly assign. I've got my little I turned this on. You can hear my shuffler going. But I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to run the shuffler and assign prizes now. So up for grabs, we've got the Tactical Girls playing cards. We've got the Elevation Vertical Foregrip. We've got a pretty significant sticker swag pack. And then we've got the J.M. Davis Museum mug and a few little extra things also from the J.M. Davis Museum. So here we go. We're going to start with roll call. And roll call gets the J.M. Davis Museum mug pack.
Congratulations. And then,
so congrats on that roll call.
My problem, by the way, says guns and stuff, and it's on the mug. And if someone's coffee, then
I know. Just, yeah.
You might want to ask roll call if he's going to be offended by that before you give it to him.
An appropriate topic for this chat after all. There's a method to the madness, you guys. Just don't understand.
Dang it, those evil mugs.
Right? Let me write that down here. Let's see. Roll call gets to say that.
You should ask him if he wants it. Do you decline?
And that's if he's out there. Roll call.
Have I seen? Yeah, he's out there.
He says he's going to put beer in it.
How do you know how old he is? Is that legal?
I'm just sending him a mug. I've got no control over what he puts in it. So,
I don't want to know. Don't ask.
I'm just the enabler.
You're
here,
enabling.
Okay? So, yeah. All right. So, TA.
A 14-year-old kid who's got this beer and don't know how to drink it.
I don't think sending him a coffee mug is inciting him to become encouraging him to become an alcoholic. Really.
Is it a coffee mug or a beer stein?
It is a coffee mug. It is a coffee mug. So, okay. So,
in your culture.
Three prizes left. Let me shuffle again. This one will be for T8.
Ding, ding,
ding. That's Smiggy singing in the back.
And T8, I know he's out there. The Elevation Vertical Foregrip came up for you, buddy. So
nice.
Do you... Since you're here, do you accept? Actually, I don't see.
Do you accept, Travis?
He will. He'll get with us.
No whammies. No whammies. No whammies.
No whammy.
Cool beans.
He said cool beans.
Cool beans.
So, it's cool beans. I guess cool beans is a yes, right?
Cool beans.
Okay.
Too hard to say yes.
Culture it is.
So here we go with... Wheelchair is next. Wheelchair, I don't see him out in the chat nowhere.
He was there earlier.
He was there earlier, yeah.
He was there last night, too.
So
next person's not online now.
Yeah, I don't see him online, but that's okay. Well, I'll get message to him somehow.
Okay, let's go.
If he declines it, we'll give it away some other time. So here we go. Drawing for Wheelchair. Wheelchair will get the sticker swag pack for Wheelchair. So that leaves Mr. Rupan, Jared Walsh, getting the Tactical Girls playing cards.
Oh, lucky.
For a guy that just got out of prison, he might like those.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And if he ever goes back into prison, those have got to be worth several.
Oh, that's definitely got to be gold. That's huge currency, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely. So
he's out there. He's like, what?
Hey, Clover, I put the prizes on the internal chat so you can keep track of it.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it. I've got it wrote down here too. But yeah, I appreciate that.
You got it.
So yeah, for everybody that that participated and got over there and engaged and commented, that's awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it. So let's run this wild party back through the room. One more time. Final thoughts, plugs, closing arguments, however you want to put it. We'll start with Sarge.
Hey, like I said, I showed up late. Appreciate you guys having me. As far as just the gun culture, no one should tell us what to do. We need to promote it, but not push it. If you get a chance, check out my channel. I'm looking forward to being a part of these in the future.
All right. Awesome. Mr. Rick.
Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., Rick's Life as I See It. My hour chat show. Come on over and listen to me. Subscribe, too. I need 100, at least 100.
Yep. That's another one. Not only jails, but
John Z's even got 100.
Oh, right.
Wow. With a voice like that, how could he not?
Rick, give me just a minute, and I'll stop.
Actually, I have 112.
God damn! I gotta get.
So yeah, for
a new voice.
For all of
I thought the new what you call avatar might help too. You know.
Well, Rick, if you want to go Milli Vanilli, I can do the voice for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ghost, Milli Vanilli was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, in all seriousness, definitely check out Rick's Life as I See It. Highly recommended. So if you're out there listening, there's quite a few I know that are out there listening. Rick's Life as I See It, easy to remember. Jump over there, give him a sub. Check his stuff out. I think you'll like it. It's a different format. It's an interesting show. Matt, you're up.
Okay, I have three things. Yeah, the first is that the only things that belong on hot dogs are mustard, hot sauce, and onions.
Really?
Second, John Z, I need you to make a video where you read the book Goodnight Moon so I can listen to it every night before bed.
You got it, brother.
And third, if somebody wanted to send me a tripod, I was trying to make a bunch of videos today, and just propping my phone up on crap around my house was not working real well.
I've got a suggestion for you. If you have a dollar store anywhere close to you, they sell a little cell phone tripod thing that's only like a couple of bucks.
Outstanding. I will hit Dollar General tomorrow.
Yeah, and actually, the part that holds your phone, it's like a little tabletop tripod, but the part that holds your phone actually unscrews from it, and it's threaded 1/4 by 20, so it'll fit on any tripod. So if you decide to get a larger tripod later, you can still use the little phone mount.
Okay, I'm going to hit it tomorrow, but still, if any of you guys want to send me one just because you think I'm that great,
I hear you.
That's okay.
See, I think you lost all of the things you were going to get by wearing that T-shirt last night, just saying.
Tonight I'm not wearing Chevy tonight. I'm wearing Volkswagen.
There you go. This has turned into the German show. We're talking about spines. We're going to get, I don't know what code it is for the Holocaust.
It's like code 666.
109, maybe. 99. It's 109.
99?
Oh, my God.
That's pretty 109. Good. That's actually productions.
John Z, you're up, buddy.
I just want to thank you for having me, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. And I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Be safe, be well, and spend time with your families, and just enjoy your weekend.
All right. Jelsma.
Yeah, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And don't forget to check out the Jelsma Outdoors channel. We're going to be coming up with the Fish, Fur, and Firearms January 5, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be doing it in the outdoors.
Nice.
Sounds good.
I was in the chat. Good Lord. I got to quit that. Gee, you're up, buddy.
Can I promote a project?
Absolutely.
So we were chatting in the chat earlier today, and they were complaining about the NRA and whether or not Dead Horse is bringing up the concept that the NRA has been anti-gun for a long time. Anyway, there's a lot of, I don't know, inaccuracies or just nobody's really researched. All you really get as far as histories of the organizations is what they put out there in like their About Us page or whatever. And I'm guessing there's probably more. A lot of the people have been around for the lifespan of most of the gun owners' rights organizations. And something that I've always wanted to do more work on is researching like why we got the NFA in the first place. You know, the NFA, 1934 National Firearms Act, I believe came around from the hype by the media, not necessarily like the media we got today, but just, you know, the radio or whatever, movies of the time. But the radio shows that made the gangsters seem like, you know, the bad guys, like the, you know, the evil people in the stories. So they gave them all this reputation of being, you know, the bad guys. And I don't know if they really used guns as much as they actually, you know, did in the fiction. So anyway, I think that's why we got the NFA. I think that was just a bunch of hype, and the, you know, big government people saw it as a way to, you know, remove some of the freedoms, and they just pulled on it because I don't think there was a big issue. Anyway, I haven't seen much in the way of history of the NFA. Same thing with some of the other ones, like the 1938, some of the laws that came right after it. So anyway, that's what this project is going to be. Setting aside some time to go in and look at the various firearms laws at the federal level and just do more updated information on them. I got a couple of links here to some YouTube videos I've done in the year, over the years, where when I had time back in the day when I was doing YouTube videos kind of full time, I had time to stop every once in a while and do some research on firearms laws and try to put information out there so that everyone just had some information and then links to where I got it. But, you know, that was adequate at the time, but I'd have always wanted it, never satisfied what I really wanted to do back then. And like I said, I'd really like to research why we got the NFA in the first place. I think that's interesting just to know where it came from, to get everybody pissed off about it, but also so that we know maybe how to remove it, like how to, what pieces of it are fragile and what are the weak links in it. Same with thing with the 68, you know, that was a lot of reaction to violence at the time, and we don't have that violence anymore. So at what point do laws become unnecessary again? You know, the law itself didn't change the violence. That was just a culture shift. So now we have a different culture. Do we still need a stupid law? But anyway, I figured I'd try to spend some time doing this in the first part of the year, January, and I'm throwing up a Indiegogo just so people can throw $2 at it. You know, obviously if 1,000 people threw $2 at it, I could spend the month doing this. So I'm just going to put it up as a crowdfunding out on the street. And if you want, throw $2 at it. If you really want, throw 20, but mostly I'm just hoping a bunch of people throw $2. And it's just to give me some time so that I can take some time and polish up a section of the internet and post a bunch of information, dig into some history. And like I say on here, the end result will just be a result of how much time I can spend on it. So I'll make it one way or the other. But sure. If you'd like to be part of it, throw $2 over here. And it's also just an excuse to get some more Second Amendment stuff over on Indiegogo. It's not the biggest platform. Kickstarter is the biggest platform, but it doesn't lend itself to these kind of projects where I might raise a couple of $100 or something, I anticipate, you know, enough to give me a week off to do this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's putting something up there forever. Like if you go back and look at my campaigns, I'll throw a link over in Gun Channels. All my campaigns, though, have something to do with guns. So all these things out there are just there forever. So I look at these platforms like social media platforms, and we're putting gun stuff out there. So whether or not the platform itself is into guns, they're open to us. And I don't know, we've done 20 things already. So these are just little projects to keep gun-related stuff out there. And then I have in there as one of my goals is always to inspire other people. So I'm going to do, you know, X amount of work. I only have my abilities out there. So I'm hoping that somebody will see this like they have in the past and go, this guy sucks at that. I can do it way better, and then do it better than me. So if you want to put something out there so that somebody can feel like they need to do a better job at it, then watch it happen next month. Thanks.
Awesome. You're next, just throwing something out there. So I want to, I'll go ahead and jump on it right quick. Yeah, Call Your Gun Girls. That's C-O-L-L-I-E-R, Gun Girls. A couple of kids. Parents help with their channel. Man, they're involved in competition shootings. Pretty awesome stuff. Yeah, and you're next to saying they're only 10 subs away from their 3,000 mark. So if you're not familiar with them, jump over, check them girls out. Sub to them, and like I said, some pretty cool stuff they've got over there. Graham, you're up.
Yep, thanks for the invite again. Same thing, just kind of want to throw a plug out to those guys near 100, Jelsma, Roosted Films, and Jared Walsh. I know they're all really close. If we can get them up there, it'd be easier for them to, you know, do their hangouts and everything. Well, you know, and go live in that. I know Jared's been trying to jump on there. So the other thing, guys, don't get complacent. Stay active, you know, get involved, be a part of it. And thanks for coming.
Awesome. Gizzard.
I'd like to say thanks for the invite. My YouTube channel, I don't have a lot of videos out there, but I went from 40 to 53 subs just in the last 24 hours. I appreciate nice. Everybody who subscribed. If anyone else would like to check out my channel, I'd appreciate it. And to everybody out there, a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Awesome. Ghost.
Thanks for having me. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Check out Tactical Tuesday nights at 8 Eastern. I know that on Sunday night, Midnight Range is known as a closer, is supposedly going to be doing a reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas on his show. I'd like to promote my alternate show. Whenever he goes live, I will go live and do a dramatic reading of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So,
oh, I thought you were going to say something like The Satan Chronicle.
No, I'm just messing with it. No, I'm not going to do that. But Merry Christmas to everybody, and thanks for having me tonight.
You know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas may be a good idea for a launcher chat between now and Christmas.
Could be.
Just saying. So, yeah, that's it, guys. I really don't have much to plug except to say thanks for stopping by. Thanks for hanging out for the hour or so that you did here. We've certainly enjoyed it. Hopefully learned, if nothing else, a little bit about the tact that's used against us quite often. Want to say thanks to the panel here. Get out there this weekend. Spend time with family. Get out on the range if you can. Shoot some targets. Tannerite if you got it, preferably. Have some fun. And most of all, guys, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Later. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.